When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. And gosh, it seems like it's been forever since I've gotten to do this. I mean, that week between the last one and this one really, it doesn't make me feel rusty, but it certainly made me miss it. And this is my pledge in the coming weeks, now that I'm back or getting back into my routine again of work, I do want to pick up the pace and start doing this show a little bit more often. And I have got some really interesting plans, interesting to me anyway, interesting plans for what I want to do with this show and with some other creative projects in the near future, which I won't go into too much now. But I will say, as a sort of a preliminary thought, is I do want to take Thunder Punch Daily truly daily. I would like to do it as a Monday through Friday thing. Like I said, I'm really enjoying doing this show. I'm really enjoying getting personal, so to speak, with you guys, doing a one-on-one kind of show where I feel a little bit more at ease and can be a little bit more candid about my anecdotes and thoughts on comics and being a cartoonist. But the question arises, if I do it 5 days a week, should it just be for Supreme or should I make some of them free? Would making some of them free be a way to entice people to try out Art and Story Supreme? Or is this the kind of project? See, this is the kind of stuff you got to think about when you think about a project. What's the sort of the soul of the project? The question pops into my mind, is this a project where that kind of up-close personal look at the inside of a creator's mind only works for people who are signed on to the point where they would subscribe, right? This is the kind of show, and it's grown into the kind of show in my mind where, how do I put it? Where it's only for the people who really, really get something out of the art and story material, and the casual listeners wouldn't enjoy this as much. I haven't figured it out yet. I'm still thinking about it, and there's time to think about it. But if anybody has any thoughts and want to throw in about it, it's jerseydrozd at gmail.com if you want to email me directly, or you can just email artandstory@gmail.com, whichever you prefer. But what am I thinking about today? Well, creativity. Creativity and new projects are the hottest thing on my mind this week as I come off fresh off of doing Kids Read Comics and working for months and months and months to make that event a reality. Now comes the downward slide where I get back into my regular life where I'm not planning for this big thing anymore. And I'm hungry to do more creative works. And I'm hungry to do more comics. And I'm hungry to explore some more creative projects. And I'm really looking at this year. We're halfway through the year now. And I'm really beginning to look at this as being the beginning of a new year for me. It's almost as if a reset button is being hit. And I'm throwing out all of my New Year's resolutions that I may have made. I don't even remember what they were, tell you the truth, back in the end of last December. But I'm knowing that I've let myself down in a couple of respects, and we all do. And when I say let myself down, I want it to be clear that I don't feel necessarily all that terrible about it. I'm disappointed that some of the things I wanted to do didn't get done. But at this point, knowing that these six things that I wanted to do by the end of the year just aren't going to happen, I'm taking it as an opportunity just to scrap it and start anew and look at some new creative projects. And that makes it much more exciting. I don't feel like I'm like trying to play catch up with anything. Maybe it's a healthy thing. Maybe it's not. I'm not sure. But the fact of the matter is that for what it's worth, it seems the most mentally healthiest thing to do for me right now is just to start fresh. And the lessons learned before I go into my thoughts for the day are that I need to do more projects that are immediately personal to me. Like getting back to working on the front again. Lots of people have been asking me, and yes, indeed, I am very hungry to work on my baby again, and not collaborate as much as I used to. Put more of my time into my purely personal projects, just for a while until I get hungry to collaborate again. And that includes doing. That's why one of the reasons I want to do more Thunder Punch Dailies is because like this is becoming sort of like a podcast equivalent of the front. It's mine. It's where I can really express myself fully. And I retain all ownership of the content, so that feels really good, and that was sort of like the first little switch flip towards getting me to thinking about doing more projects purely for myself. But also a little bit of collaboration. Just on today's Art and Story Extreme that I recorded with Sarah Turner, Knife Man, cricket-press.com, she and I have been very casually kicking around an idea for a new collaboration project to do between the two of us. And something, but as Sarah said, it should be something that's light and manageable. It shouldn't be something that's too grueling because as I've already explained to her, everything I just explained in the last 5 minutes or so about wanting to do more stuff for myself and have work on more projects that I get full ownership of and immediate satisfaction from. She agreed. She said, yes, indeed, I think you should work on the front again. But if we do a fun collaboration again, it should be something lightweight, and it should be something that we have fun with, and it should be something that we get a lot more immediate satisfaction from as well. Nothing huge like a graphic novel or anything like that, but also nothing as simple and as disposable as a done-in-one story. Something with a little length to it, a little bit of an investment in, but also something that we can get a immediate satisfaction from along the way. Immediate satisfaction even beyond having it on the internet. I am over 21, which means that I do prefer print over digital, although I am thinking always in the back of my mind, how can I use for platforms like the iPad in the execution of new projects? That's for another discussion for another time. But I wrote down after talking with Sarah three things that we need to think about for this project that we may or may not do. I'm going to say we are going to do it. But it's pretty casual right now. But we're both really excited, and I'm going to see where this goes. So the three things we need to think about when starting a new project is commitment. I talked about this in the Art and Story Extreme episode, is that I think one of the chief problems I've been having over the last year is that it's not a time issue as much, it's a commitment issue. I managed to find the time to work on the replacements every week. Every Saturday, I would pencil a page and send it off to Sarah for inking. For 3 years, I did that, despite holding down a full-time job, despite working on a page of the front every week, and despite working for freelance illustration. And I was working a lot back then. I mean, I had a lot of work going on at that time. I wasn't just working 5 hours a week. It was like 20 hours a week I was doing, you know, taking in professional illustration gigs. So how did I do that? Well, I had the commitment to do it. I made the time. That's something we always, you know, say on Art and Story, is you just make the time. It's time I ate my own food here. And I think that was a realization that it was slow in the building, is that that's what's holding me back. It's not that I don't have a good idea. It's not that I don't have the time. I do have the time. It's a matter of just making the time. And you make the time when you make a commitment to a story. Structure thresholds. This is point two. And this is the thing that Sarah and I were kind of hinting at in the Art and Story Extreme episode, is that I think another thing that slows us down as creators and taking on a new project is not having breaking points in your story where you can collect it in print and distribute it, even if the story's not done. You need to have some kind of psychological trick to play on yourself to remind yourself that you're getting somewhere. Just working on a comic in obscurity all alone and not showing it to anybody week after week after week, there's plenty of opportunities for despair to kick in, or frustration or disillusionment. Having a little threshold at one point, okay, this this is broken into this many chapters, this many pages per chapter, and you don't have to be symmetrical on this. You don't have to say 24 pages every chapter. Your chapters can be whatever length you want. But having chapters or little thresholds in the structure of your story where you can collect pieces of it to sell as mini comics or as floppy comics or even as digital editions on the iPad or something like that, I think that would go a long way to help get you motivated to keep going, because every time you've got something that somebody can buy and respond to, that's going to help stoke the fires underneath you to keep you going. And then the last point for today is a simple one that we've talked about before, but it bears repeating, is have a plan. Now, when I say have a plan, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have every note of the story figured out at the start. But one of the problems that we ran into with the replacements when Sarah and I were working on that is that we really didn't know what the ending was going to be until we were partway through the second chapter of the story. And what that meant was that I take most of the responsibility for this, is because I was doing I took over doing some of the thumbnails during chapter one. Is in chapter one, there's this part of the story where it begins to wander a little bit. The characters are wandering around the museum during this fight scene, And it didn't need to be that long. I still like the way it turned out, but I know looking back that that was partially me kind of dragging my feet to get to the plot points because I didn't want to hit them too fast. And I was worried that once I hit them, I wouldn't know where to go next. And I was buying myself time to formulate a story. And had I had that climax of the story figured out at the outset, then it would have been easier for me to know how far I had left to go, which goes back to structure thresholds. It's like, you know, having a, like what I've talked about before, is that having the front all thumbnailed in advance gave me a little bit of a psychological boost in terms of knowing that with each page, I only had X amount of pages to go. Whereas with the replacements, it was an unknown quantity, how far we had to go yet, you know? And so there were times where both Sarah and I got frustrated with working on the story because, like, when are we going to be done with this thing? If you have a plan, you have a better sense of how far you have left to go. If this is the climax, these are the six things that need to change in your story before you can reach that climax. Therefore, oh, we've only achieved three of these changes in the characters or in the plot. We've got three more to go. We can estimate roughly how many pages that's going to be. Not an exact number, an estimation. And that gives you that sense of, okay, we're proceeding, we're progressing, we're gaining on this thing. Nothing feels worse than not having a light at the end of the tunnel. So when I say have a plan, at least for this project that Sarah and I are beginning to kick around a little bit, my thinking process is just have a sense of what the climax is going to be and what essentially needs to change in either the heroes or the villains or the plot or preferably all of those things in order for that climax to occur and know what that climax means. That doesn't mean that every issue will be planned out. It just means that the essential big meaningful points of the story are thought through. One sub point on when I say thought through. Thinking it through does not mean that it is written in stone. There are things in my notes that I wrote in the initial draft of the front that roughly happen in the story, but details change dramatically. Case in point, for those who have read the front, in the final moment of the story, we close on the sort of the skull of Hook in the burning wreckage of his ship, as it says at the end. In the original draft of the script, Hook's skull was going to be laying on the ground and the heroes converge around it and it starts talking to them. And it does some kind of taunting, like, I'll be back kind of thing. And then Max was going to stomp on the skull and crush it. And Rex was going to yell at him for doing, you know, sort of an unthinking act. And, you know, it would be something along the lines of like, well, had we kept the skull, we might be able to interrogate him or something like that. And Max goofed up. And it's supposed to be like taking this big, dark moment of the villain shaking his fist, I'll be back, and making it into a comedic, kind of silly moment. In the end, I thought that the ending on that note felt kind of goofy. Also, I think it didn't give it the proper closure. It made it feel like it was the end of an episode of a cartoon rather than the end of a graphic novel. So I pitched it. But essentially, I landed on the same place where we land on that skull at the end of the story. That's what I mean by thinking it through. I thought it through to the point where we're going to end on that skull. But I changed some details and I threw out some stuff when I finally got to the final thumbnails of the process. So thinking it through doesn't mean that you have this wonderfully rich, detailed, Bible of your story. It just means that you have a sentence or two written out about the key points with maybe a paragraph explaining your thinking process. I like to document my thinking process on this kind of stuff because I'll forget sometimes. And just that be a little reminder to me of where I got this theme from, what inspiration this came from, what reading sources I was reading at the time to get myself into the mental frame of mind of how I got to that moment in creatively. So yeah, I'm thinking a lot about new projects, and I'm thinking about kickstarting the old engine again and getting back to work on some personal work again. And I'm going to be documenting this on Thunder Punch Daily, as well as some other new creative audio things that I'm playing around with and video things. One of the things I'm really looking forward to, and I'll say this quickly because I know I'm already running long, is if I'm doing a new comic with Sarah and we get to publish this thing online as we finish each page, then it's high time I got a good streaming camera so I can actually stream these pages as they're being put together so we can actually document the entire process of putting the book together and save all that video so that when we're done with the book, we can actually put together an actual DVD of DVD extras where you can watch in like double speed the entire construction of the book. That would be interesting to me. And I've got more ideas than that, but that's just one of the many ones that I'm thinking about. So again, a lot of content to come, which is why I think that I'll have plenty of material to do daily Thunder Punch dailies. So who am I? I'm Jersey Droz of jdroz.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for supporting this project. We couldn't do this without you. I know we've had some new subscribers recently. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for supporting this. Some of you threw in for a yearly subscription, and that says to me that like you that you trust the brand and you trust what we're doing to make that kind of a commitment. And it means the world to us. It really does. And I, like I said at the top, this is my pledge to you guys, is that I want to do a lot more of this stuff while still finding a balance to my personal work. But I think I can do it in a way where they'll work hand in hand. We'll see. So don't forget to check out the other shows, like Kevin Cross's High Adventure Daily, Mark Rudolph's Mark of the Beast, Extra Extremes, extra episodes of Art and Story, and there's new videos coming down the pipe soon. I'll be notifying you all when that happens. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I'll be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember...
Today, He-Man was forced to play a dangerous game by the Game Master. The Game Master bragged a lot about winning all the time, but he became angry when he lost and said it wasn't fair. Well, playing games can be a lot of fun, but boasting when you win or getting angry when you lose spoils the fun for everyone. And pretty soon, nobody will want to play with you. So take a tip from me. Be a good winner and a good loser. You'll enjoy your games more, and so will the people who play with you. Good luck and goodbye.